evening, everyone. This is N2NLV with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for an emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, helping her. Good evening, everyone, and happy Halloween. This is the NYDXA shortwave and scanner listeners net. That's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. Cover everything that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that at any other time during the week. So we talk about what equipment you can use, who's on the frequencies, what all the traffic means, what may be changing in the future. The good, the bad, the ugly, the scary, the good. We'll talk about all that here. Basic ground rules for the net. When you're checking in on the air, you're asked to give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. If you have traffic, let us know. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you're just checking in and have no traffic at all, just say no traffic. And this way we know to go to the next person. Otherwise, we'll assume you have something to say. Since this is a linked repeater system, you should check the N2ROW.net website and locate the repeater that's closest to you and use that one. This way you'll be assured of having a strong signal. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, you need to wait an extra second before you start talking, otherwise the beginning of your transmissions will get cut off, including your call sign during check-in. So please take your time and wait that extra second. If you're not able to get in on the air, you can always participate by sending an email, and our email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. That's nydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, at this point, we'll stand by the check-in. Please space it out so we keep the deuce to a minimum. Get everybody checked in. This is N2NLV.
N2NLV. This is WA2, Oscar, Kilo, Zulu, 10, Cranford, New Jersey, with traffic.
N2NLV. This is WB2KTV, Manhattan. This is Steve. No traffic.
Number 2, Oscar Victor Quebec, Robert DeBron, no traffic.
N2NLV. This is November 2, November Hotel Mike, Joe and Garfield. Good evening, no traffic, over.
N2NLV. This is KC2JXC, Bronx County, and here as well, nothing to report.
N2NLV. This is N1MLZ, filed in Beaufort, Connecticut. No traffic right now. Good evening.
Thank you.
Okay, so far we have WA2OKZ, WB2KTV, KC2GIK, and 2OBQ, and 2NHM, KC2KXC, and 1NLZ, and WB2SGT. Anybody else?
Whiskey 2 Zebra Hotel, W2ZH, name is Bill, we had a question, over.
N2NLZ.
Okay, the beginning part of that was cut off. I heard Sierra Charlie, and there was noise burst at the end. Give me a call sign once again.
Call is November 2 Sierra Charlie Romeo, N2SCR, no traffic.
Okay, yeah, N2SCR. Anybody else? Yeah, okay. We're going to take the list as we have it and pick up additional check-ins later on. So the first up tonight is Ken over in New Jersey, WA2OKZ, and 2NLB.
Very good, Charlie. And 2NLB, WA2OKZ in the group. First one, quick comment. I don't know if you got my email on that article in Popular Communications on Teddy Lamar, which I thought could have been a good article, because they have read some stuff about her and her inventions, but I didn't care for the article. I thought they commercialized it too much. But anyway, the reason why I said I had traffic, Halloween typically is the time out of the woods. Today has been sort of disappointing, but I did pick up some activity on Saturday about 7 o'clock our local time. Some country music and hard rock, and this guy billed himself as, let me see, what did he, the Northwoods set up, this is Northwoods Radio at Yahoo. And I sent him a email and told him I, you know, picked up his transmission. And for Midwest, in and around the Great Lakes. And he says he was using an antenna pointed toward Texas. He said, so you were almost right angle off the odd for such good copy. The show was entitled Northern Psychobilly. And then Sunday, I had a Doctor Who Halloween show, and they played, you know, themes like from The Blob and from the TV shows Monsters and Bewitched. But I did expect more activity today, and the past has been around 6925, and 6925 AM. This guy was actually upper sideband. The first one, the one who answered me back. The other guy on Sunday kept calling himself Matt Shortwave Radio, and there's references to him on the internet, but I didn't find much of that's it. That was my activity, and I got the radio on now, and I don't hear anything on C925 now. I don't know what he's transmitting it, but if somebody's got a radio in a few minutes, they might pick up something. Should be coming on just about this time. N2NOV, WA2LKZ.
Go ahead, Bob.
Check me in, Charlie. I suspect that your other thing isn't working there, and I don't have anything as of yet, so if I find anything, I'll let you know after the next. I want to learn a sail.
All right, I'll let you go. WB2SDK.
Well, people have used whatever they can get their hands on to make an antenna. I'm sure most of us here tonight either are living in an apartment or have at one point where you had to be inventive on how you're going to set up an antenna, even just to listen to shortwave radio. We're not even talking about transmitting. You know, just listening to it. And your landlord doesn't want you to put anything on the roof. So you try to figure out some ways to see how we're going to get a signal in here. They tried different things. There was an article that I read, I think it was about 20 years ago, where some people in, I think it was India, had driven two nails into the side of a tree and connected their radio to that and used the sap in the tree as their antenna. I can tell you from my experience, as an old HF engineer, it went far beyond that with the U.S. Civil Court in Vietnam. They built systems that would couple HF into a tree.
Yeah. So if you're in an apartment, restricted space, you're not allowed to put up any antennas, you'll find a way. You know, the metal bed springs to your mattress, the radiator, wire tacked along the, where the wall meets the ceiling. I did that with some rotor wire once. Made a 5-band dipole, band dipole, and just ran it across from room to room. Worked out pretty good with my Zenit transistor radio. So, don't give up hope, people. There are definitely ways of thinking of shortwave. You don't have to have something on the roof. It's better, but if you need to, you can still do it from indoors. Okay, next up, W2ZH. I believe the name is Bill. You had a question. Go ahead, Bill. That's what I'll be.
N2NLV, W2ZH. Good evening, Charlie, and members of the NET. Thank you for letting me check in this evening. Actually, I have two questions. One is regarding HD-AM. I'm listening to AM radio of late, and I noticed a number of stations say that they're now transmitting in HD, high definition, on the AM band. I wonder if that means they increased their bandwidth, or I'm not sure what's going on there. And I understand that they are selling receivers now that allow for you to listen to these stations in HD. I wonder what those receivers have incorporated into their AM, into the front end of those AM receivers. And the second one, I heard WA2SQQ. I think I recall that station as having been a packet station. I wonder if packet is still active. There still are stations on the packet 145.0.103. Back to you, Charlie. N2NLV, W2ZH.
Gee, I don't know if Bob was ever into packet. I know I've got a BBS running now, 145.07. It used to be up at 145.77 throughout the 90s. And it's all a few years ago. SQQ, were you ever on packet?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago. that's way, way back. That was in the days of KB6TH. But I got to have it on packet in a while. I still use it. I shouldn't say that. I still use it for the DX cluster. But you might have seen my call way, way back on there. So it's quite possible. Charlie, I sent you an email. Okay, so read the header information and look at it, and then after that we will talk.
Bob, I don't know what you do to that input. You hang up that voting receiver. Bill, as far as your question on the HD radio, as they call it, it's not really high definition per se. You know, it's a digital, it's called iBox.
We get from a company called Ubiquity. It stands for in-band on channel. What they do is they take the normal AM carrier, and then on either side of it, like another 7 kilohertz or so, or maybe 15, they add a digital wraparound for the radios that have that capability. Unfortunately, what's doing is it's starting to fill up the guard band between channels. So if you're used to hearing a Chicago station next to a New York station, now you won't be able to hear the Chicago station anymore. Now, some of the stations, after the FCC gave them permission to use it at night as well as the daytime a few months ago, have started pulling back because they've been getting problems and complaints with it. As far as how the audio sounds, yes, it does sound a little cleaner. You don't hear the pops and crackles and whatnot. Fidelity does sound a little better. You know, it's not the CD quality, but, you know, it's better than a fading bushy signal. Mark Phillips, until recently KC3NI, now NI2O, says that it stands for It Buggers Other Channels. And I have a list of them on my website, n2nlb.net. Go down to the media / broadcasting frequencies, and you'll see a link there for New York City area AM stations, IBOC, and ownership shown. So you see which ones have IBOC on it.
Okay, I don't know if I'm getting over that noise, said Charlie. Very good. Yeah, I noticed 710 radio, and I think a couple other stations have identified themselves as broadcasting in HD, and I was curious about that. I will Google that IBOC and also check your website there. Thank you for that bit of information. And yeah, I do remember. Yeah, this goes way back with the packet SQQR. I do remember his beacon. He was pretty solid signal even here on Long Island, and I was wondering if that was. He was either still active or if there was much in the way of packet radio seems to have gone by the wayside in recent years to so many other modes. All right, thanks, Charlie. We'll stand by here. This is W2ZH.
Luzaro, Staten Island, good company.
Okay, KQAZ, we had new traffic. We'll pick you up in a little bit. Actually, it's probably a good opportunity to stand by for late check-ins. If you need to check in, please give us your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic or not. And if you're not able to get in on the air for whatever reason, especially if you don't have your license yet, you can still participate by sending an email to nydxa@yahoo.com. So, anybody else checking in late, say. Okay, let's get to you here long. Let's see. KC2 PAC, you're up next.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. This is KC2PAC. My name is Sal, S-A-L, and I have in my hand something which is called Archie's Digest Magazine. And it's of a given format, and I'm bringing it to your attention on air because given its a digest, it has the look and feel of a guide, much the format that was used previously for TV guides. About that size, and I want to bring it to your attention, but I think you should check it out, because it has some very interesting registrations that would guide you to a given location to provide you with the information that you need, specifically as it's applied to radio transmission and reception. And I want you to take a look at Archie's Double Digest number 183, which is the one on the newsstand now. And this one has a front cover
that deals with, at least the way I interpret it, as high definition. Archie's looking at Betty, but when you look at the screen, you see Archie with Veronica. Who's defining this anyway? I don't think it's so high. Are you in your head? That's my take on the cover. But take a look at it for yourself. This is KC2PAC. Back to you.
Hey, this is the Archie's comic book.
It's called Archie's Digest. This one is the double digest. And it's about the size of the TV Guide when it was smaller. And it has very similar registrations. It's not the comic book size that we're familiar with. It's more the size of, say, would be a TV Guide. And it reads and feels pretty much the same. Quite funny. And as we know, humor is one of the highest cognitive processes that we have. That's why we perhaps are not getting so many jokes these days, because we're not using our heads. But take a look at it for yourself. It's on the newsstand. It's the current one, number 183. And the next one is coming out, as is held here, December 10th, 2007.
Okay. Well, that's something I haven't seen in a long time. I'll check it out. Thanks, Al. All right, let's see.
Esther,
you're up next.
Hey, good evening, everybody. WHO SQT, name is Bob here. And, oh, let's see, what's going on? I just read today that the Bayonne system, trunk system is up. Jersey City looks like they're going to start testing. I got back late Saturday night. I was in Japan for a week. Had excellent weather over there. And actually managed to find a few real electronic parts stores. So that was kind of neat. I came back with a pile of proto boards and some stuff I was looking for. And that's about it. Just in the process now of going through about 400 pictures that I took. But it was a real good trip. Going there, nice, the pilot had the cabin communications on all the way. So I was listening to that. 12.5 hours from San Francisco. And we had a headwind. Coming back was interesting. We did it in just under 9 hours. Had a tailwind, and I think top speed was around 657 miles an hour. So it was much, much quicker. And so it was WHSQ. That's strange with that squelch tail.
Yeah, it's only on the 2 meter side, so let me let it drop. Hang on. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'll let Richie know. Richie Lance, know that's 2 meter side. Something's hanging up the voting receivers. Yeah, that's one heck of a tailwind. You're right, Bob. I've never seen it go that quickly. Did you happen to pick up that magazine?
I had it on my list, Charlie, and I looked at three different magazine stands or whatever, even in the airport, and I couldn't find it. I stopped in one radio store, and I actually asked the guy. He said, as far as he knew, it was only by subscription. Interesting. Interesting store. Downstairs is amateur radio, and upstairs was a pilot shop. They had several scanners, and they had some very, very high-end aircraft simulators that you could hook up to your PC. Interesting store, and then they had a kind of a museum with a lot of old antique tube equipment. So I got some pictures of that. I think I'll probably post it up in my Flickr account, so maybe in a few days I'll send you a link and you can share it with everybody. I got quite a few pictures to put up there, but interesting radio equipment, and there's definitely a resurgence of interest in old tube equipment over there. A lot of shops are selling it. I turn it back to you.
Yeah, unfortunately the tail hung again, Bob, and WB2ICT had a question for you. I thought we'd wait until the carrier dropped. Bob, there's a new receive site in Irvington, New Jersey. You might be able to get it on 441.
I have to program it in. Can you, do you have the input and output in PR?
Yeah, Bob. It's 441-100 plus at a tone of
136.5. Okay, this is Motorola Radio. I'm going to have to hook my PC up to it. I unfortunately can't do it from the keypad. But I'll use that for next week. All right, let me keep the transmission to a minimum here to keep things moving because of it hanging up like this, and we'll take care of that for the next minute. Back to you, N2NOV, W2SQQ, and SGT, go ahead and I'll answer your question.
Bob, since the carrier is up, you're not hearing his question because he's on UHF. He's asking for information about the museum site, exactly where it is and what was it.
It's not a museum. It was a radio shop, and when you were walking from the first to the second floor, they had all these shelves on the wall with all this old equipment, but it's not a museum, per se. It's in Osaka, down in London Town. There's only like one or two amateur radio stores down in that 8 or 9 block area, and it's the larger of the two. When you're walking south, it's on the right-hand side. Let the carrier drop, I guess, and we'll do it that way. It's about the only thing that, that I can do at this point.
It's close to tell. It's killing it.
Alright, I'm listening now on UHF, so go ahead if you want to talk, I'll listen on UHF. Yeah, I'm listening. Sorry about that. I'm listening on 440, Charlie, I don't know what's going on. All I'm hearing is just a long cross-call.
This squash tail is killing us.
Topics I have to discuss may have something relevant to do with it. The first one I'd like to mention is that I don't know if anyone is keeping track of the sunspot numbers, but it's been a steady zero for the entire month. and it's almost of historic low proportion. If it continues like this, the scientists are going to start rethinking whether we might be heading for another Maunder minimum, which with all its problems associated with it. Maunder minimum occurred during the 16th to 1700s and was accompanied by extremely low temperatures. You remember the winter at Valley Forge was extremely cold because of it. Let me drop it before I get to the next topic. Keep releasing. Okay, but more important, the photon number affects how much we're able to reach in terms of RF activity. Certainly, you're going to be hearing a lot less, especially on the higher band, because of the maximum usable frequency is much lower when we don't have any sunspots. So that will curtail a lot of SWL listening. It's only to have one more topic to discuss. Playing that tail drop there. Anyway, the other topic is on the other end of it is that what we may be hearing is some tropospheric ducting, because I was listening to Carl's WK2PDT machine earlier this morning, and they were getting clobbered by repeaters out in Connecticut. There's actually a very interesting website if you want to see what the current map of ducting is in the North American continent. Webpage is www.dxinfocenter, that's the printed spelling, CENTRE.com, all one word, /tropo.html. That's www.dxinfocenter.com, /tropo.html. That's some very interesting maps about the forecast for tropospheric ducting in the near future, next week or so. Kind of interesting to look at. Let me pass it back to Ned. And to an OV, this will be taken for the day.
Yeah, that's a very good site. In fact, I'm looking at the map now for tomorrow morning. And it's got a very nice opening from Maine all the way down to Jersey Shore. One of the things, you mentioned about, zero sunspots for the past month, especially with that movie out, 30 Days of Night, makes you wonder. Wouldn't Mr. Gore and his friends be a little upset when it started getting colder instead of hotter?
Maybe offsetting each other, take to early season.
Yeah, probably. It's one of those things, I guess. Okay, I've reached the end of my list of check-ins. While we stand by for any late check-in before we wrap it up, give Bob a chance to check the email. If you need to check in, my email is nydxa@yahoo.com. Bob, anything in email?
I just got the PC up and running, Charlie. Hang on, just give me 30 seconds. I have one question, if anybody can answer. I noticed that Intel has released version 2 for the 996 software. So it's version 2 beta. I have not loaded it or tried it, but I'm just wondering if anybody has.
Yeah,
So, that's serious. What the enhancements are. I looked and haven't found anything anywhere that lists it. And I'm not showing anything for this evening as far as any particular people checking in. Just a lot of general stuff, it looks like here. Back to you, Charles.
And the annual rite of passage that our significant others insist on making us participate in, namely going to the mall for all that shopping. We'll have our New York, New Jersey shopping mall frequency list. If you have any updates to the list that we have, either on BergenStandard.com or on the N20B.net website, let us know and we can update the list and send it back out to everybody else. You might be going shopping a little earlier than Thanksgiving weekend because Walmart announced, there was an article in the Times this morning, that this Friday is going to be their start of the selling season. They're not waiting for the end of November. They're starting this Friday, a few weeks earlier. A lot of retailers are predicting a slower than usual season, and they want to get a jump on it. So, be prepared, guys. We'll see you next week. Oh, and this Sunday, New York City Marathon. Lots of frequencies between the public service agencies, police, EMS, PBTA, Port Authority. Listen to them all, Trunk, as well as UHF. And don't be afraid to hunt around on other parts of the UHF spectrum. You might hear some interesting things. 7-3, and one will be up.